Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1448, recorded New Year's Eve 2013. It's not sand, it's song. And now, get ready for Dick. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not attempt to adjust your set. Yes, Dick and I are awfully dapper. It's the New Year's Eve edition of The GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo LaPorte of Twit TV. It's time for The GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, under pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for The GizWiz now.
Now! It's the thrill! Sir, you have impeded. Watch out there. Oh, my God. The humanity. The thrill cam has been derailed by a massive thigh.
Holy cow.
Come on, come on, come on. Move along, move along. Nothing to see here. Wow. I guess you followed my instructions. When I said lean right, you did.
Wow.
He's like lean left.
Look at all that bloodshed. Bodies everywhere.
They don't call it the thrill cam for nothing, let me tell you.
Yeah, unbelievable.
So welcome. This is our New Year's Eve studio. You're here for our New Year's Eve party.
I am.
24 hours of 2014, I'm calling it.
Oh, great. That's good.
They're 28 time zones, or some huge number of time zones, but that's because some of them are on quarter after, half past, quarter of. But all told, it's supposed to happen within 24 hours. At least that's what we thought. Because,
yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't it take 24 hours for the Earth to make one full rotation?
That's what I've been told.
Well, I found out just a few days ago, too late for us to change our schedule, that in fact it's 25 hours. Because in New Zealand, changing the time zone. They're doing daylight savings time. So we should have started an hour earlier. We didn't get our hello from New Zealand. Wasn't Trey Ratcliffe supposed to say hello from New Zealand or something? Did I blow it? Did he show up at 3 a.m. and I wasn't here? I've been here since 4 a.m.
I think he might be later, actually.
Maybe he's later? Okay. I've been here since 4 a.m.
Oh, my word. You know,
making this, I'm in hour number, 10? Hour 10 and a half.
Wow.
11, something like that.
Well, 4 a.m. I could have done, but not 7 a.m. New York time. I would have.
You know who was here? Mary Jo Foley and Paul Thurrott at 7 a.m.
God.
We've been having fun because we've every hour. In fact, in about 31 minutes, we're going to say hello to people. We're going to have. It's going to be New Year's Eve 2014 in, let me see if I can read that. It says Berlin, Copenhagen, Madrid, Paris, and Rome. So it's Central European time. It's a very important time zone. So I think we'll probably, if we don't finish the show in 31 minutes.
Okay.
Which would be a first.
Yes.
Then I think we'll have to stop and say Happy New Year.
Okay.
And we'll open, you know what, we should get a big bottle of champagne and open it. We've been having a little bit of premature ejaculation with the champagne.
Oh, okay.
It turns out has this ever happened to you? If you take the metal, that was a very good week. Cook's California Champagne. If you take the wrapper off and the grill off, the thing just explodes spontaneously. Yeah.
And only if you hit it.
You were there. You saw it.
Really?
You've had it happen? Okay. Well, by the way, Dick, normally you attend these soirees in a high fashion T-shirt.
T-shirt, yes.
You're actually wearing a black tie?
I am black. Not only that, yes, I am.
Oh, my God. Do you have a cummerbund on?
No, I have a cucumber. I always get that mixed up, too. I said, Dennis, I think this looks stupid. Didn't you say wear a cucumber belt?
And what do you have? Are you wearing cufflinks? Do you have anything special on the cufflinks?
No, I don't. No, my cufflinks are very kind of techie. They're remote control cufflinks.
Ooh, that's neat. You know, it's funny because I have my cufflinks sculpted in the shape of my dog.
Oh yeah, that's very nice.
I thought that was pretty good. It's a little hard to shoot the cuffs, but no, Ozzy's here. He's also in black tie. You'll notice.
I see that. Yes, he looks great.
He's definitely dressed up for the occasion.
Yeah.
We'll be shooting at him later with champagne corks. So Noah, no, joking. He's a good boy. He had a bath for this occasion, so he would smell a little bit better.
Nice. No, he always is well dressed.
So you know, this is a sad day actually, because it's my last official GizWiz appearance.
Yeah, I know. So it's like we're at midnight when I come back, if you play Auld Lang Syne, I think I'm going to break down and cry. Yeah, exactly.
But you're in good hands. The fabulous Chad, what's his name, is going to take over. And
he is really
good.
No. You know, it's so funny, Lee. I was looking through emails from you and I when you said Chad was taking over. And, you know, Chad said to me, you know, this is fine with you. And I said, Chad, you know, like his one here, Leo, are you out of your mind? What, Jeff Needles couldn't do it? No, oh, wait a minute. That's not the one.
Keep the balloons up. Wait a minute. No premature balloon drops. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. Okay, Lisa, if I have to live with Chad, I'll make something out of it. No, there was more positive.
There were more. Yeah. No, I know you love Chad. You guys were great together when I was gone on vacation. And, Dick, I'm going to still come in and do the show. It'll give me a little time off every once in a while, which I desperately need.
Okay.
So I'm very grateful that you're being so flexible. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah. I'm actually, you know, it's so funny. We were talking to Steve Gibson last night. And he said, this new schedule, this is so you can have 2 days off a week? I said, yeah. He said, what are you going to do with 2 days off a week? I said, Steve, it's like a weekend. Don't you know? No, I have no idea. This guy never takes a day off. He says, what are you going to do with a day off? What do you want that for?
Yeah. No, you know what? I panic too. I don't do weekends because the reason I never go on vacation is my fear is, you'll never be able to gear up again to keep doing stuff.
Right.
So just don't.
You don't want to ever slow down for fear you'll never be able to speed up again.
Yeah. But you did more stuff than most people do.
I'm tired, Dick. I am. And I'm just talking about today. It's exhausting. By the way, a little later on, there are festivities. We had chemistry. We had a couple of sitting right here. We had a couple of like giant table war games going on. What else did we do? We slot car racing.
Artemis.
We're going to play more Artemis, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fun. That's like a Star Trek simulation. Steve Gibson was the navigator. I was Captain Kirk. Chad was my technical officer. It was so much fun. So we're having a lot of fun here, you know, and there's lots more to come. We're going to have a band in a little bit. We're going to have a New Orleans jazz band. Yeah. Which means dancing. And you know what that means. I'm the irrepressible twerkmeister. I'll be.
Wow.
Just really partying in my pants.
I think you should darken those windows behind you.
Oh, my God. The FedEx guy just took off. So, Dick, we do this show because for one reason and one reason only, the money.
Yeah, exactly. We're just rolling in it. Yeah. You can't spend it because it's non-negotiable, but rolling in it.
Yeah, yeah. But no, for the gadgets. You love gadgets, and I love gadgets. You're about to go to the world's biggest gadget fest next week, the International CES.
Yes, exactly.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yes and no. You know, I've been going through the press releases. There's so many redundant gadgets that it's a little depressing. But
I know what you mean. How many iPad cases can you look at? I mean, it really gets to be too much.
Oh my word! Did you hear that?
I did. Did you have spontaneous combustion as well?
Mr. Wonderland.
I told you not to take off the foil.
No.
Oh, you did that on purpose.
To my surprise. Gisneyland wine. Type wine.
Wine-flavored wine.
We will serve no swill before you pay the bill. This is made fresh consumed by January 2014. This is
perfect.
Good.
Perfect fresh. Yeah. Now, did you hit Myra with a cork there? Is she still up on her feet?
Okay. Actually, Myra came in with a cork in her mouth. So I assume she had just come from another party.
She started early. I will be doing this show. By the way, after this show, we're going to do Before You Buy. We're going to do All About Android. We're going to do NSFW, right?
Oh, my word.
So I'm going to be here for all of this. And then I'm going to do another 8 hours just because.
Oh, good.
It's crazy.
Good.
Because it's not New Year's yet. Magic show is at 10 p.m.? Brian Brushwood. Am I in that?
No.
I'm not going to be.
We can make it happen.
I want to be in it. Can I lie on the bed of nails or swallow the sword? Or?
Your hair's going to be lit on fire.
So, Brian, you don't need an assistant like some attractive older man?
You know what? If you're volunteering, I will so use you. You can put that on my tombstone. By the way, I always feel the need to justify, like, no, it's bizarre magic. Because when you say magic, people are like, oh, my 8-year-old loves magic.
No,
it's
he's
like,
going to pull a rabbit out of a hat.
But
it'll
sure.
be on fire and screaming bloody murder.
There we go. Now you're talking my language.
That's why it's at 10 p.m. It's
there you go. It's after dark.
After dark. It's Schwood after dark. This is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. We're really thrilled to have Brian in-house. This is going to be a good party. So don't, if your New Year's Eve is just beginning, make sure you stay tuned. Forget that Dick Clark guy or whatever. You know, this is going to be solid, wholesome family fun. And craft beer with Mary Jo. I don't even know all the stuff we're doing. I mean, it's loaded. They didn't tell me. I just said, look, don't tell me. I'm going to wander in my slippers and my tuxedo and just point me and I will, whatever you tell me to do, I will do.
The show is loaded and the host is on his way too.
He's loaded too. So, Dick, let's get to gadget.
Well, you know what, Leo? I'm doing a combination of things from the past year.
Okay.
And a little look back at the Daily Giz Whiz, which started February 20th. 2006.
Wow. Do you have video of that? Or are you just making that
No,
up?
Because it was just, you know, we were just doing an audio podcast.
Yeah.
What I do have for Dick's Gadget Warehouse is I did a video of the very first Dick's Gadget Warehouse gadget, because back then I could only talk about it, and now you can see it. But the very first gadget we ever did together was the DocuPen.
The DocuPen, I remember that. It's a scanner and a pen.
And a pen, and it was the first scanner that did color scanning, full page. And also, it said it was the first scanner to take transflash memory. I don't even remember what that was.
Transflash, wasn't that little tiny flash? Do you remember transflash, Steve? What was that?
It's funny. I thought, I bet Leo's going to say, transflash.
I remember transflash.
Nine of them here.
That was great.
In pocket. Yeah.
Transflash was like, I think, a little SD card.
Yeah. But Leo, the first show was about 8 minutes long. Obviously, we had no theme.
Micro SD, they call it.
Oh, is it equal to micro SD?
It was just regular flash memory, but it was so new that they used.
They didn't have a special name for it. It was just too new. Transflash. It seemed like I had a transflash card.
Okay.
SanDisk invented the micro SD format, called it T-Flash, then Transflash, and renamed it micro SD. When adopted by the SD Card Association as a trade name. So it was originally SanDisk proprietary.
Okay. So PlanOn, which is a company that makes it, was the first one to have the scanner that took the micro SD card. For some reason, this is almost 8 years ago. You can still buy this on Amazon. I'm not quite sure why you'd want to.
The DocuPen?
Yes. Not only that, the DocuPen RC800. But they've come out with newer, cheaper ones. But someone is still selling the...
So PlanOn is not out of business? This is still a...
They're not. And Leo, they still on their website have... The little, we were the first ones to show it, the little credit card copier that was the size of a credit card, remember it?
Yep.
And you could actually carry it in your wallet.
And it would remember half a page at a time.
Yeah, Chad's running the cursor around it there, the tiny little, it was just big enough to do like a credit card.
We saw that at CES, didn't we?
We did. We did. So that was our very first gadget. And I'm going to do my worst three of 2013.
Okay.
My worst three as seen on TV. So I edited it down to a minute and a half for each of them. But these are the three worst as seen on TV gadgets.
It's the Giz Fizz with the Giz Whiz.
The amazing pocket chair. Take a seat anywhere. The chair that fits in.
Oh, I remember this.
Pocket. Yes.
And this is pocket chair. And by golly, that just, you could just slip that into. If I had a shirt pocket, it would just slip in there so easily. If you're handy with a sewing machine, it comes in this nice carry case. So you could sew that on. Looks good on jeans, tuxedo, wedding gown. Place to put your pocket. Let's see. Then connect.
This seems like such a bad idea. Connect.
This was ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
I just, the whole time you're doing this, I'm thinking he's going to stab himself. He's going to stab himself.
I was worried about my finger.
I'm worried about your soft white underbelly.
Okay.
Jeez.
Boy, if you catch a finger in that, I cannot. Let me try.
I was
one
so worried that blood would be spilt.
And now.
You know what? I'm not kidding. All right.
Now you get to sit on the pocket chair.
Now I have a chair.
Thank God you can rest after that.
So this is pocket chair. Okay? Whoa. No. I thought that would be more comfortable.
It's the North American Gentle and Powerful
and the second
Earwax Removal.
Oh, yes, this was a winner.
An amazing instrument. This is it right here.
Deadly.
But what you may not have seen on TV is that there is a much more powerful version. It's a few bucks more. I also bought that. This is it. I mean, this is really, the ear goes in there, and no. This is my little Black & Decker cordless vac, which does work very well. But how does the ear vac work? And
well, we're
going to
find
an ear, and it said use a twisting motion.
No!
And there's a little chamber where the earwax goes. Okay, twisty. And then we'll do the other ear, twisty. Now, when I pull this out, I don't want you to see. You know, it could be gross. So Dennis is going to show you that you can pay up to $16 for one of these devices. And, okay, you can come back, Dennis. I'm pulling it out. And, wow, that got a lot of wax. And you know what's good?
It's a birthday candle.
You twist it so you can get this
little spiral effect.
System.
And now you insert a wick and you can make your own birthday cake candles.
You can make birthday candles.
Wonderful.
So if you have enough wax, you could make up the money you paid on this in no time at all. Okay, so the real thing is what's in the little chamber that catches everything. And we're just going to open that now.
Absolutely
and,
nothing.
Boy, I'm looking in both sides there. You know what? There is.
See that little.
You can even see it. There's dot. One little dot. A dot. Of,
and that was from me trying it, Dennis trying it, and then me taking a shower, figuring the hot water would loosen wax. And here's our final gadget.
Oh, this was a great thing.
Say goodbye to neck, head, and shoulders.
Say goodbye to all the things you love dearly.
And as I always stress, when you buy something on the internet, look for the As Seen on TV.
That's your seal of quality.
That's your assurance
that
this piece of medical equipment was invented, packed, or sent to you by someone who sometime in their life most likely saw a doctor. Okay, so what is this good for? According to the picture, the bladder is in the back.
Well, there you go. There's your problem right there.
So
everybody knows the bladder's in the front.
Around your neck.
Okay. Oh, no. This does not look safe.
I guess you should do this in front of a mirror.
Should do it with safety personnel present.
The Velcro, but it seems to be secure.
And then just start pumping neck.
And so I guess the idea is this kind of stretches your neck.
You know, it's really amazing. This is amazing. I am not touching the floor. I am off the floor. So I feel taller. And then...
I like the look. Quick release? Oh, thank goodness.
Oh. All right. Okay. So I guess you stop at some point short of... God, that really can choke you. You stop at some point short of that happening.
Oh, three of the best gadgets I've seen on TV.
Yes.
Wow. Those were wonderful, Dickie D. We're 13 minutes away from New Year's, so we're going to move quickly along here.
Okay,
You're done, right?
No, you got one more? I'm calling this spot, Where Are They Now? Where is it now, I guess? It was a great idea for a gadget. Hopefully it's still coming, called the Feather Cell. It was an AA battery that inside it has a AAA battery plus electronics.
And inside the AAA battery.
Right. Now, the thing is, it's actually a very good idea. When I went on it, the little demo thing didn't work. So what it is that you replace one battery of the battery compartment that uses AA's.
Yeah.
Then you download an app. Now, that toy can be controlled by your phone. So this is great for devices that have no on-off switch, or if the kids are playing with toys and driving you crazy, if you have one of these batteries in there, you can shut it off. You can set the battery to a timer so the kids can't play with the toy till after 9 a.m., and they can't play with it till it will go off again when they're supposed to go to bed. Now, we saw this at CES 2013. It was theoretically coming out in June for $20. But I was on their website. It's still pre-order. And now it's $35 and $12 shipping for a single Feather Cell. So hopefully it'll come out in 2014. But I think it's a great way to control a device that's up in the ceiling, or it also send you a little notification when the battery is going dead. And all you do is replace the little AAA that's in the AA. Of course, you keep all the electronics and everything. So it was a clever idea.
Turn that monkey off.
That's exactly.
Worth it just for that alone.
Exactly. Exactly. So... that's a gadget.
It's still not out.
It's still not out. So we saw it. It won an award in 2012. They introduced it in 2013. The end of 2013 is here.
Nothing.
So anyway, that's it. And then the final thing is, do you have a gadget?
I do.
There's a something that came out recently.
What's that?
It's a wind-up toy.
Yeah.
It's actually from someone in our chat room.
Yes.
It's the Leo wind-up bobble.
The bobble
twerk. You know what? Now that's what you need, a battery that you can shut off.
Yeah.
By the way, we sent out all the bobbleheads. I think a lot of people got them in time for Christmas.
Wow.
So, did you get yours?
Not yet.
That's okay.
That's all right.
It's okay. You really don't need it. But a lot of them, went out.
It doesn't look anything like yours.
I'm very well dressed. Here's my special gadget of the day. It's sand in a jar.
Sand?
Yes, in a jar. Pack it, pull it, shape it, love it. Sand. You see, Brookstone finally realized they were spending a lot of time and energy making things that did something, when all they really had to do for the very intelligent Brookstone consumer was put sand in a jar. And they'd buy it and be happy. So here it is. This is a choking hazard, small parts. I don't know what parts there are. It says it won't make a mess. Because that is that possible? Is a jar of sand won't make a mess? Let me.
What?
Oh, it made a mess. It made a big mess. What the hell?
No, come on. It's got to do something special.
What the hell? All right. Let me see if it'll make a mess or not. Oh, wait a minute. This sand can be kneaded into fun shapes. Look at that. It actually won't make a... Well, it kind of makes a mess.
That a fun shape?
Yeah, that's a fun shape.
Wow.
It's sand.
Well, wait a minute. When you pick it up, it becomes sand again, but when you...
It says, never try to remove sand particles from eyes. Never rub
never
eyes.
Never try to remove them from eyes?
No, it's very dangerous.
It says you get one in there, you just leave it in the
regular
light.
You gotta leave it in there. It's too late.
It's now part of your body.
Sand, caution, sand may cause some surfaces to be slippery.
Handy.
After use, clean with damp cloth or sponge. Do not dispose of sand in sinks or toilets. Do not add water
or
liquid to the sand for mixing purposes. Do not allow soap or liquid to come into contact with sand.
Do not play with the sand.
What the hell is this? This is how
Do
much...
not take the sand out of its container.
Oh, I see the problem. This sand expired September 2013. This is old sand. If we had fresh sand, this is...
So what... That is the weirdest.
It's kind of odd.
You know what? I think Jeff Needles didn't have a gadget. He went outside. He reached down. He got a hand of sand, and he just put a label on it.
I think it's ironic that they say it never makes a mess, because I think that's exactly what I've just made.
Yeah, but it is kind of weird looking. Look at it. It's like living sand.
It's living sand. Well, we got to get Juniper Jen back here, the chemistry teacher, to explain what this is. It's I thought maybe at first it was like silly putty that looks like sand, but no, it's actually sand. It's very fine sand.
Do you think they're round?
Oh, yeah.
So that's why it behaves.
Let me put some in my eye, and I'll tell you.
No, it has to stay in there for the rest of your life. You can't do that.
It might be beads.
It seems to be moving.
So it's honestly, it's not hours of fun.
No.
It might be a minute.
I haven't really seen an interesting shape yet.
Well, it's sand. You could build a sand castle.
Rookstone says you'll never put it down.
I never.
Yeah. It's the sticking qualities that make them say that.
It's interesting. Here, Steve, come here. You try it, because maybe you can give me a better take on this. It seems like there's some sort of chemical property involved. Like it's somehow, it's not sticky.
Yeah, they're definitely uniform shape, and so that's what's causing it to act oddly.
It's 98% sand, 2% polymer.
It's so sand plus polymer, and it's made in Sweden, so you know it's good.
100%
fun. I like it.
100% fun. How much is it?
I would knock that down to 12% fun.
and you don't get any on you. It stays on itself.
Two for 25 bucks.
15 bucks. I would now knock that down to 2% fun.
Somebody in Sweden figured this out and said, look, all we have to do is put the polymer in sand, and we could sell it for $15 a jar.
Here's what you get with traditional sand.
Yes. Makes such a mess.
Get your hands on sand. The curiously
Oh, it's sand.
Sorry.
Sand.
It's not sand. It's so sand.
You might think it's from another planet. You can sculpt it and it holds its shape. And just look at it flow. Cutting into it is a uniquely satisfying experience.
A uniquely satisfying experience. Only if you really haven't had a lot of satisfaction in your life.
You can mold sand as easily as wet sand.
Sand?
And it's fun to sculpt into imaginative creations.
I can't do any of that stuff.
With things like cookie cutters.
Look, I made a ball.
All these techniques to build complex scenes. Sand is an amazing Swedish invention.
Amazing.
98% sand, 2% polymer, and 100% awesome. No matter how long you leave it out, putty like sand will always stay soft and pliable.
Sand.
This non-toxic material is addictively fun, so kids 5 and up may never put it down.
Right.
Sand is right. For the rest of their lives, they'll be.
It's not wet, though. It's not. It's just
hands, and it doesn't leave any residue behind.
That's
With
not
so
true.
Many fun uses, sand
it's
is
left
a
lot of residue behind.
But don't be surprised if they get too attached.
Sergeant, I think we're lost. We're on the wrong beach.
Ah, it doesn't matter, nut.
The opposition is here. What we need to do is head up to the
there, that this is why it's $15, the budget for the
yes, for ads.
Advertising.
That's actually pretty good.
I
ain't your prom date. Let's go.
I ain't your prom date.
Sand and all the accessories now at Brookstone.
What accessories? I got no accessories. I got a jar. I got sand. Nah. I need the sand accessories.
That's your problem. Wow.
Sand. It's not sand. It's sand. I can't believe they sell this crap for $15. Wow.
The GizWiz, there's no requirement for technology to be.
There's no requirement for. No, Steve Gibson's wondering if there's any requirement that technology be involved in the GizWiz.
No, was he kidding?
No. Just fun things. Hey, I'll tell you what, let's pause for a moment before we get to our gadget warehouse and our letter because we are going to go to Sweden. And find out where this sand comes from. No, we are going to celebrate New Year in Amsterdam, Berlin, Copenhagen, Madrid, Paris, or Rome. Who do we have on the line right now? Look, he's got a job.
Lillehammer calling.
Lillehammer? Is it the Lillehammer?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's where Stevie Van Zandt got lost.
That's correct.
Lillehammer.
Yep.
And that is in Norway or Sweden?
Yeah, Norway.
Norway, that's right. And you're having fireworks in Lillehammer. What's your name, sir?
My name is Kjell Are. This is my wife, Anne.
That's quite a muff you've got.
Yeah, is he talking into his dog?
Almost. I wish. No. Well, this is a proper microphone.
Quite lovely. Wonderful. Hello, Lillehammer. Where else do we have on the line here? We're going to do a countdown in just a little bit, Chad. Do you have anybody else on the line? Or wait a minute, who are you, sir?
I'm Dylan out of the Netherlands.
Oh, from the Netherlands. It's good to see you. What town are you in?
Yeah. I'm in the town Apeldoorn in the Netherlands.
All right. 2 minutes to 2014. You're staying up a little late. Are you feeling tired?
No, I've been up the whole night and I went early to bed yesterday.
Me too. I know how you feel. Where?
Yeah.
Have you ever put your finger in a dike? Never mind. Next. No. Who are you, sir?
I'm Frederick, calling in from Belgium.
From Belgium, Frederick, the land of great beer.
I agree.
Yes, the best beer in the world.
Totally.
Shoof. and who? Do we have anybody else? That's wonderful. So we've got representing the Central European time zone. We've got Lillehammer. What are you drinking, Lillehammer?
I'm drinking champagne, of course.
Of course. Now, wait a minute. There is some Norwegian drink that I had that has a little kind of licorice-y flavor. What is that? Slivovitz?
Aquavit?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Yep. That was what I remember from what I remember of it. And then we're going to go to the Netherlands. And what are you? Oh, is that your dad there?
Yeah.
All right. What are we going to do to celebrate 2014?
We're gonna. I got tons of fireworks for in a little.
Awesome.
We're gonna drink some champagne.
Awesome. You're gonna drink some champagne. You get to drink some.
Yeah, we have kids ones here in the hall.
Ah, kids champagne. It's the best kind. And then who else did we have? Oh yeah, Belgium. Are you gonna be? What are you quaffing?
I don't understand the word quaffing. Do you mean like as a drink?
Yes.
I'm just gonna have a beer because we don't have champagne here. Most people in here that we have in the house don't drink alcohol.
So there's no fun going on there at all.
There's lots of fun going on.
I'm just teasing you. Of course there is. Let's get ready. Everybody, count down. Whoa! 5, 4,
it did it again.
3, 2, 1. Wow. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
It's 2014 in the Netherlands, in Belgium, in Lillehammer, all over the world, in Berlin and in Copenhagen and Madrid and Paris and Rome. They're lighting up the Eiffel Tower right now. In Myra Joyce, everywhere, it is New Year 2014. 2014, and they're just living it up in Lillehammer. That is wonderful. This thing's dangerous.
Why? Boy, what do you get? Your stuff at a musician's factory? That is...
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. It's so great to talk to all of you, and I know we had a great many people. There you go. A nice kiss. You got... Okay, wait a minute. Lillehammer, we want to see a kiss. We need to... Oh, there... Oh, that, oh, that's the New Year kiss. Oh, yay. No, stop. No, break it up, you two. Okay. What fun. What fun. Bon année. Happy New Year. And welcome to 2014. Thank you so much for being here. It's great to see you. I love that. All around the world. Happy New Year to Belgium and to the Netherlands. What's your name, sir?
Jason Letourneau.
Jason.
Thanks for having us on, Leo. We love your show.
You guys are not Dutch, I think.
No, I'm an American living in the Netherlands.
Oh, that's wonderful. Your son is adorable.
Thank you very much.
It was great to see you both.
We appreciate him. Nice to be here.
All right. You're very welcome. Thank you all. Oh, what fun. That was great. Do you see, Dick, why we're doing this?
Oh, this is great.
We're doing it for the kids. We're doing it for the kids.
And people for old people who are young at heart.
And young at heart. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. Oh, wow. Really fun. And these are all viewers who have volunteered. We had a web page that we set up, and people came in and signed up. And we had, hey, is that your son?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's great. So you're a family.
Yes, we are.
Do you know each other?
Yes.
Okay. and what are you looking out at? Is this the downtown Lillehammer? Or?
Yes, this is south side of Lillehammer.
Now, you're a video production guy, right?
I teach media production, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Here's your daughter. That's great. Are you guys skiing? Why do you have ski goggles on?
Fireworks going on, so we protect the eyes.
To protect, good idea. Always want to protect the eyes. That's great. Well, you've got a great setup there. The camera is perfect. The picture is perfect. It's really nice to talk to you in Lillehammer. That's great.
Thank you, sir.
What fun.
Cool. Say goodbye to your dog, and he did a great job.
Your dog was very patient during that process.
He stayed very still.
He didn't move hard. Must have been, I'm thinking a dachshund. I don't know.
Maybe something like that.
Yeah, but it crossed with something like a husky.
In the business, a dachshund that knows just to amplify and not move.
So not move. Wow. We have been hearing a lot of fireworks. Every hour we're getting fireworks. Now, our next countdown is an hour from now, and it is going to be, I think we're going to go to London, which is going to have an amazing fireworks display. So we'll probably get some video of that in Lisbon and that whole area. Greenwich Mean Time, Casablanca, Dublin. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a lot of fun. I think that is zero, right? We're now at GMT, I think. I think we are, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Janiscu. We got to get Janiscu on. He feels terrible. He was in Finland last hour, and we didn't say hello to him. There are quite a few people in Finland we did not say hello to, but Janiscu took it particularly hard. So
he's the only one in Finland who watches.
He's the only one who cares. Right. But Janiscu, I'm going to send you some sand.
Oh, sand.
Your very own sand. Wow. You can play with. It'll be so
the rest
fun.
Of your life, you'll never put it down.
We have to explain. We only have the capability of going to three, at most four Skypes. I think three because we have Dick. So we can only do three of you. And I know many of you, especially in these very populous areas, many, many people signed up. But I apologize. We cannot talk to all of you. We can only talk to three. So we pick three relatively at random. And I'm thrilled that we had all of you on. That was a lot of fun. But Janiscu, you get sand. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let us go back to the Isle of Manhattan, where we are not far off. We're about 9 hours away. We're 6 hours away.
Six hours away. Yeah.
What are you going to do, Dick? Are you going to go? You're going to go to Central Park and watch the fireworks there? Or?
No, I'm going to come back and visit you at midnight. I'm going to be on one of your screens.
Oh, you will? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous.
I'm going to drop my ball.
And then I'll kiss you.
Okay.
It's a nightly tradition. And we will, you know what we'll do? We'll line up about seven of these. and we'll just remove the foil all at once, and we'll have a seven gun.
Oh my word! Yes. Champagne.
Can we do that? I think we could do that. We'll just twist all at once, and then we'll all boom, and we'll. Boom. We'll have a bet. We'll have a little race, a horse race. That'll be fun. Let's do that.
That's a good idea. You should put a person's name on each bottle and maybe put a buck in a piece.
And whoever pops off first.
Whoever pops first.
There's a joke there somewhere. But
yeah, there is.
I don't really know if I have already gone too far. Let me put it that way. So, Dick, here we are in the Isle of Manhattan, where it is soon to be 2014. But, you know, there's one thing that never stops, and that is the amazing, amazing place where gadgets go to die. Well, I'm talking about Dick's Gadget Warehouse, where it's always 1953.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away,
Ho-ho!
He takes them out to play.
Ho-ho!
And
now, ladies and gentlemen, the Gadget Meister himself, Dickie D.
And, Leo, it's another video I did. And, Chad, do you have that video from the warehouse?
Yes.
Would you like to play that video?
I would love to play that video.
Would you like some sand in your shorts?
Ow.
When there's sand in your shorts.
We'll need a new jingle. Waiting for Chad. Here we are.
Here's where we wait for Chad.
It's just, here you go.
You're on twit.tv. You know, the Gizwiz show started like 8 years ago. The very first Dick's Gadget Warehouse gadget I talked about was pedestrian turn signal glasses. But 8 years ago, this was just an audio podcast. Now we have video, and I thought, let's revisit the pedestrian signal.
Hang a Louie.
So you're walking along the street, and you want people to know you're turning right. You know that you're going to turn left.
Is that
so
blinding you?
No, it's got a shield behind it.
Oh, right.
But from the back.
See that you're turning right. Or you're
look at that, right over the ear.
How useful is that? Okay, I'm going to turn a little bit of light on here and let you see what they look like. This is them, okay? That's your control panel.
Oh, my God. Who thought this was a good idea?
Rear. And this was the packaging. Pedestrian turn signal eyeglasses.
This is a gag
gift. From Play Visions. Signal your intentions. Light up your eyes. Light up your ears. So I showed this. I talked about this in Dick's Gadget Warehouse 8 years ago.
See, Google, you weren't the first.
It was an ancient gadget.
Yes,
so right
that's
now,
right.
This is a collector's item. As a matter of fact, this is covered with dust. It's been collecting dust for probably 15 years. They sold for about $13, and I think they were on the website Stupid.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
The website is still around. Turn signals are not. So this is Dick DiBartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer, and the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. Which way is he going? Which way is he going? I don't know which way to walk. The man is crazy.
Terminator, come with you if you want to live. Those are good. That you could wear that for your Halloween costume.
Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely right.
Very good. Very good. So one more bit to do, and that is our letter of the day. Then we can drink this fine magnum.
Yes.
California fizzy water. And now our letter
has a link in the chat. Do you see that there on my website? Okay.
Yeah. Don't ask.
Got
you're
it.
Asking too much, of course.
Okay. It's from Pete Costello, and Pete's written us before. I'll just shorten it a bit here. He's talking about the creepy remote-controlled spider toy Leo had a little bit of trouble with a month or so ago.
I did, yes.
Well, this time the toy takes a creep toward the dark side.
Oh, I know. I saw this. But I think this is fake.
Can be outfitted with lasers.
Yeah, I think this is
fake. And the toy becomes more than a sibling-to-sibling nerf nerf protectile slinging annoyance. Look at this video. I'm keeping a mirror handy.
What I got here is called an Attacknid. It's a remote control robot that...
Oh, so he took the toy. You had Leo, and then I guess...
Yeah, but Chad, you tell me, because you're an expert on fake videos on YouTube. Okay. I think this is fake. First of all, a laser that would pop a balloon would be highly illegal. I think
you can buy him.
Look at the video of it in action. It clearly is drawn in.
How are these? Okay. Really? Yeah, let's go in. So
you could get a battery powered balloon popping laser. You have one.
I don't know how would you say he'd fake this?
It's called post production, Chad. You should learn about it.
okay. But I mean, this seems a little bit more intense than just a like an After Effects filter that he. The point is, he's using black balloons. Yeah, he is using black balloons.
All right, black balloons absorb the energy. Yeah, yes, right. Yes. They require a black balloon.
Yeah,
but why is it the light looking blue, but then the dot is red?
He has two lasers on it. He has one to
he's
tell.
He's a sighting laser.
Is one a sight laser?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? Maybe this isn't fake. All right. I only saw the three shots from the spider.
Holy
and you saw how hard it was for me to control that spider.
Yeah. Right now, this kid's house is just a rubble from the lasers going through the walls.
Until the next video, stay safe and happy lazing.
Stay safe and happy lazing.
Happy lazing.
Yeah, I know. No, that one's going to catch on.
So thank you, Pete C.
So Steve has a balloon popping laser, but he says it has three interlocks: a key, a button,
a delay action.
So the kid probably hacked it to take all those interlocks off. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to set that off from.
Wow! And you also have to buy very cheap balloons. I think we should point that out too.
No, they're special black balloons that absorb the energy. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
You should check in your local jurisdiction to see whether laser spiders are legal. And they do not point at this guy. In fact, people have been arrested. It is a felony, even just to point it at this guy. And it's very dangerous because pilots can be blinded by it and can cause a real problem.
Yeah, that is a dangerous situation.
Yeah, do not. They take that very, very seriously.
As well they should.
As well they should. Well, Dickie D, this concludes... What I'm sad to say, after, 1,448 lovely episodes together, my tenure as your co-host on the Gizwiz, as I said, I will not be leaving you.
Definitely got to come back for year eight broadcast.
I'll come back on a regular basis. Co-host, your amanuensis, your master of ceremonies.
The
will
man
be
with the natural red hair.
The guy with the most normal-looking red hair you've ever seen, Chad Johnson, will be running the show from here. And, I'm going to come in from time to time, although I guess we've scheduled it at kind of a later time. That's, 5 o'clock?
Yeah, 2 in the morning, I think it is. It's very strange.
No. 5 p.m. Pacific, 8
p.m. my time, 5 p.m. your time, Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays. That is past my bedtime, but maybe I'll stay up late. Make an exception to come by and say hi.
Okay.
Thank you, Dick. It's always a wonderful joy to talk to you. You're the funniest guy I know, and I love you dearly. Happy New Year. We'll see you. We're going to be back here in a few hours.
I'll be back a little before midnight to celebrate once again with you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dickie D. Thank all of you. We'll see you next time.
Be here.
All right. And by the way, Dick and I will continue to do the radio show every Saturday, and Dick will do the Giz Fizz right after the radio show. So,
absolutely,
I'll still get to talk to Dick. I wouldn't give up that. Very, very nice. Thank you, Dickie D.
Okay, yeah, thank you.